producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the American Family Farmer, the weekly radio program for the small independent farm owners and those interested in how your food gets from the farm to your table. Here's your host, lifelong family farmer, Doug Steffen.
This is the American Family Farmer, every week at this time on a lot of radio stations around the country and soon to be found in other areas because the world has gone to podcasting, hasn't it? The whole the world has gone to technology. And so when we present the stories and the ideas that we have for you here on the American Family Farmer, they'll be able to reach out tentacles here, there, and everywhere because this information is important. We aim this program at the American Family Farmer, at the person who has an ag business, a small family-supported ag business, feed stores, that sort of thing. We also aim it at hobby farmers, and we aim it at the locavore movement, which is aimed at getting people in the country to take their desire for fresh local food and give them solutions as to how to find it and have people put the two groups together. Such is the philosophy in bringing those ideas to you that is, I think, embraced by the Polyface Farm. The Polyface Farm, if we were to define poly, that means many. The farm of many faces. The founder of this is Joel Salatin, who's a third-generation full-time family farmer. The farm is in the Shenandoah Valley of Virginia. There are thousands of families, many retail outlets, restaurants, that sort of thing, who are benefiting from the opportunity and the operations at the Polyface Farm. Joel Salatin, welcome to the American Family Farmer.
Thank you. It's great to be with you.
You have a background in farming in terms of your family. Were you raised on the farm? Are you if you're a third-generation full-time family farmer? That means you, your father, grandfather came. Was it this farm, or are you just a third-generation farmer, or is this the farm that you grew up on and the family's been on?
Yeah, it's a little bit of a hybrid. My grandfather was always an aspiring farmer and had a very large large garden and sold a lot of vegetables and produce in Indiana. And then my dad, actually we had a farm in Venezuela, South America. He was there for 14 years, and we lost it in a political unrest, a junta there in 1959 with Pérez Jiménez. And basically fled with the shirts on our back. Dad lost everything and came back to the States in 1961 and restarted here at this place we bought in 1961. And so I'm second generation here on this location.
All right. So the other people who are on the farm with you, let's first talk about what it is that you're doing there, because there are many people who are in the farming business that have heard, this is sort of legendary. This is stuff, this farm, for those of you who don't know, you can go to polyfacefarms.com, the website, polyfacefarms.com. There is legend surrounding this. I first learned of you, actually, by teaching a course. I was teaching an ag course at Bentley College, not Bentley, but Babson. Sorry, I've taught at a number of colleges in the Boston area. I forgot which one that. This was at Babson, where they have taken great interest in the Polyface Farm in several course areas. And because I'm running a farm in this area that was aimed at selling raw milk and producing raw cheeses and a lot of dairy, that sort of thing, they brought me in. But I have nowhere near the background or the complexity of operation that you do. Is this something, I mean, you've got all kinds of things. You have beef and poultry and eggs and pork and rabbits and turkeys and all kinds of other things. Did you just start and say, okay, we're going to take a shot at everything? Thus the name, by the way, the Farm of Many Faces. So what has prompted you to go in the directions that you've gone?
Yeah, well, early on, we knew that we'd be multifaceted. we just believed the permaculture concept of stacking and synergistic and symbiosis and multi-speciation, multi-enterprise, multi-function in building design and equipment use rather than single use. And so we took the idea of polyfaces, recognizing that we would always have numerous enterprises, numerous faces going forward. So we started originally, you know, we started with beef cattle. We had, I mean, this was a worn out farm here in the Shenandoah Valley with a lot of gullies and poor soil, and so we knew that to heal it, we had to go with perennials. So we had to go to grass, and of course, you have grass, you're going to have something to eat it to keep it freshened up and growing well. And so we did the cows. But early on, very early on, Dad got a hold of some André Voisin material. He's the Frenchman whose book, Grass Productivity, is still kind of considered the Bible of the whole, you know, management-intensive grazing movement. And he got onto this rotation thing. And so in the early 60s, you know, Dad began developing, inventing actually some electric fence, some portable electric fence systems so that we could move the cows. And we thought, you know, we were moving them about every 2 weeks and thought we'd just really, you know, reached the pinnacle. And, but we just kept refining that, you know, and we, you know, we got the moves down to once a week. And then finally one year when I was home from college, I spent the month of August installing our network of permanent internal electric fencing, which allowed us to drop our moves to daily moves. And boy, when we did that, that was in like 1978 or so, when we did that, things began to just exponentially increase. Fertility, thickness of the pasture sward, weeds, you know, weeds went away, clovers came. I mean, it was just really, really dramatic when we were able to shorten those moves down. Then I added the poultry and egg layers initially, and then we had an Amish couple in the area that got elderly, and they had a couple of customers that got broilers from them, and they asked if I would take that over and raise their and take that business over. They had about 10 customers, and I was looking for a little more to do, and so I took the broilers on. And And then, you know, we started doing all this composting, and so how can we do this compost easier? And so we added the pigs. The pigs then turn our compost. We call them piggerators.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, a lot of what we're doing with the egg mobiles and the broilers, a lot of this was very serendipitous. You know, we didn't sit down and make this, you know, perfect 50-year comprehensive farm plan. What will save us money? What will allow animals to do the work? How can we put our equity in information and management, mm-hmm. and not in information and energy?
Yeah.
And these things kind of grew organically out of just trying to mimic the kind of synergies and symbiosis and complex relationships that we see in ecology.
You know, it's very interesting. This is the old business of what's new is old again, and vice versa. Modern farming at its finest, the farm of many faces, the focus this week on the American Family Farmer. Back with Joel Salatin in a minute here on the American Family Farmer.
Kid, let me paint you a picture. Tuesday night, your cod belt goes bust. Who will help you get what you need fast without the hoops, hurdles, or headaches? Granger, that's who. I love Granger. They got a wide variety of products and solutions. Granger makes it easy to get everything we need and answers for when we're not sure what the answer is. Now, kid, let me paint you another picture. It looks like a mop, a basement bathroom, and you all over it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cat fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more logs to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour. 2 times faster than Claritin and stays strong for 24 hours. New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Among OTC oral antihistamines, refers to first dose only. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
Many cities have highway lanes dedicated to carpools, a simple way to reduce auto emissions and save gas. In Virginia, two sharp entrepreneurs, using their own cars, figured out that people would pay them to show up every morning to pick up riders. Lobbyists for the big taxi companies saw it as competition and got the state to ban the practice. These overzealous regulators should have looked through the lens of liberty. They might have seen that protecting some businesses against the competition from others is not the state's job. For the moment, you're allowed to give me a lift in Virginia if you do it for free, but not if I pay you for your gas. Is it really government's job to forbid us from carpooling if we share gas money?
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
The American Family Farmer, aimed at helping small farmers, medium-sized farmers, agribusinesses that are run by families, the hobby farmer, those people in the local war movement. You have found nirvana when you found Polyface Farm. Too bad every area of the country didn't have something like this. If I had the resources, because I have a farm that's about 145 acres, and I've had two of them over the last 10 years or so that altogether gave me about 280 or 90 acres in central and eastern Massachusetts, I would love to have done this. I didn't have the background nor the time, and I guess a lot of people, when they hear all of this stuff, wonder about labor. Who's working this farm?
Well, in all, now realize that, this is not a backyard operation now. I mean, we certainly started very small and modestly, you know, with a handful of, you know, 6 or 7, 10 cows and a couple milk cows and 2 pigs and, you know, a flock of 50 chickens. You know how you start. And it just took off. And today, you know, our annual sales are $2.5 million. And we do it with about 20 full-time staff. That includes accounting, phone answering, marketing, delivery. You know, we run a full delivery truck. And so, you know, so all those people aren't actually hardcore farming out here in the field. But yeah, it has grown to this point. So, you know, who does all this? Well, I mean, the main thing I want that I would like to portray on that is that there are a lot of things that we don't have to do. We don't have to spray. We don't have to go down and beg for loans from the bank. We don't deal with very many sick things. We don't have big vet bills. We don't have a lot of, remedial stuff to deal with. And so, you know, there are a lot of things that that we don't do. But what we do is very observational and labor intensive. Essentially, we are trading infrastructure and pharmaceuticals for on-farm labor.
Pharmaceuticals. Let's emphasize that in a moment. We'll pause now as we continue to focus on this type of modern farming with Joel Salatin, extensively written about the Polyface Farm, the subject of our focus here on this week's American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
Hi. Hi,
John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
Trying to keep the best face forward, if you will, maybe a bad play on words, but the focus of our conversation here on the American Family Farmer are the words, the wisdom of Joel Salatin, who has created the Polyface Farm, farm of many faces. You were talking a few minutes ago about not needing loans and that sort of thing. I wonder, and a lot of people, I'm sure, who are in the so-called modern farm movement in our country, which seems to depend a lot on government programs, government services, government involvement, in my mind, government interference. How do you deal with all of that? And I guess I would start with, do you get government grants, private grants? Go ahead.
Doug, you know, I admit we don't even know where the government offices are.
Good for you.
You know, our experience, and, you know, this is not just a political statement. It's a very practical statement. Our experience has been that by the time you jump through all the hoops to comply with both the paperwork and the engineering requirements of you know, whatever it is, whether it's a fencing, of you know, building a fence or
right.
a pond
water,
or a water installment or a shed or whatever.
Yeah.
By the time you comply with all of the overheads, you actually save a lot of money just doing it yourself.
Yep, you're so right. I did that. That was the decision I made a long time ago. I don't want to take any government money. I'll figure out how to do it myself, and then I don't have to worry about these guys coming around who don't know anything trying to tell me what I know how to do based on 55, 60 years' experience around animals, and these clowns come around and they don't know anything. They just know what the rule book says, the law says, passed by some advocate for something. And, you know, you get the respect of the people who are your customers when they realize that you've done all of this on your own. So I just wanted you to say that because I want to have people hear that there isn't a government program for everything, and there probably doesn't need to be a government program for anything. If you have the background, now not everybody's going to have Joel's gumption. He's got a BA degree in English, writes a lot in magazines like Stockman Grass Farmer, Acres USA, Food Shed, places like that. The Polyface Farm has been featured in the Smithsonian Magazine, National Geographic, Gourmet Magazines. This farm is very well known. And it's because, but you have that, I mean, I hear it in your voice. You have that entrepreneurial spirit that is necessary and needs to be applied, frankly, to every industry we have in our country.
Yes, yes. And the thing is that there's a lot of wisdom. There's a lot of local wisdom. For example, let's take an example. If you're going to build a pond, and I'm a big believer in ponds. I just think ponds are wonderful and farms.
Yeah.
They reduce floods when you have too much water, and of course they ameliorate drought when you have no water. And believe me, if you go down to, you know, a 50, 60-year-old excavation operator in your area that's installed, you know, hundreds of ponds in his lifetime, that guy, or, you know, if you happen to find a gal that happens to do that, that'd be unusual, but I don't want to be sexist here.
Right.
If you find somebody that's got that level of experience under their belt that can come walk your land, man, I mean, they can feel stuff under their feet. They can read the ground and read the terrain, and they can advise you. I'd put the dam right in here. You know, this, I think, will hold water. Over here, you know, you might have a little bit of leak problem. And they know that local history. They know the terrain. They know the geology. As opposed to some, you know, 28-year-old young buck straight out of, you know, engineering school that's going to come in from an NRCS office, and they're going to design something that's going to cost $100,000.
Impractical. Right. Hold on just a second. We'll continue. I want to go down this road a little bit more. Joel Salatin is our guest this week on The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Check out Polyface Farm, polyfacefarms.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Healthy diet and exercise should be a part of any weight loss effort. A small shipping and handling fee may apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for our risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-210-4432. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. Ambrin Complete is a unique combination of clinically tested formulas specifically for women over 40. Ambrin Complete helps you balance hormones, relieve hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, promote energy levels, and yes, help you lose weight, including that stubborn fat. No crazy diets or exercise routines required. Just take Ambrin Complete for 90 days. It's that easy. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin hotline today. But wait, call right now and we'll give you a 20-day supply of Ambrin free. Call 1-800-210-4432. That's 1-800-210-4432. Again, 1-800-210-4432.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness. The phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to SimplySafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimplySafeDefense.com.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talc syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talc syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves with the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Second half hour of this week's American Family Farmer. We're spending time studying the operation of the Polyface Farm down in the Shenandoah Valley, second generation farming for Joel's family, but he's been and his family actually three generations working the land, understanding the land, understanding how to do things. And when we paused a few minutes ago, we were focused on building a pond. I have a couple of ponds on my farm, and they were dug with an old Poclaim excavator. I've had a couple of those monsters around my farm over the years. Go down 14 feet till you hit ledge. And the springs feed the pond. You can throw a little stock in it if you want to. Even when I did these 35 years ago, we got the Conservation Commission to approve the plan and that sort of thing. But I've dug ponds on my other farm in places where nobody could see them. And I didn't get any. Call anybody. I just dug the pond. And, you know, that's a couple of them I filled in because the cows were falling into them. And a couple of them I left because they were, as you suggested, a way to ameliorate the drought, or if you got too much, if there's wetlands, you know, that kind of stuff. I didn't need anybody to show me how to do this. I had an operator who knew how to dig a hole, and he knew where the sources were. It gets so crazy, as you were pointing out, with all the government stuff. Oh, we got to have approval. The EPA's got to do this. And yeah, come on. When are we going to get real and understand that there are people who actually know how to do this? Why would it be in your best interest to ruin the land? If anybody had any idea about what Joel Saladin has invested time and money, sweat, whatever it is, in all of this operation, they would know you wouldn't do anything to harm it. So why do we need people who don't know anything to come in and tell us something that we already know better than do they? This is the folly of all this stuff, and I'm getting off. I'm sort of doing a talk show here, tooting my... But you understand what I'm saying. I can hear you in your laugh. You understand what I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the most interesting things that we just had happen, we now lease about 10 farms in the area, there's so much net land now that's owned by people who don't farm or don't know how to farm.
Yeah.
And so we're managing these other acreages, and one of them, we actually leased it right after a large, you know, government grant water conservation program was put in. And, you know, it was a $140,000 project, cost shared at, you know, 80-20, so the landlord paid whatever, you know, $30,000. And the fact was that it didn't work. It simply didn't work because now government cost share programs refuse to build a pond. And so because they attract waterfowl, which waterfowl carry an avian influenza, and so now ponds have become considered liabilities instead of assets. And so we went in there with no government grant whatsoever, put in about $12,000, and we got, you know, 20 gallon a minute water, a beautiful big million gallon or whatever, 400,000 gallon pond, and you know, 3 miles of 1.25-inch water line delivering nice clean water over the whole farm for you know 10 cents on the dollar from the government project, which delivered, you know, 1 gallon per minute, and in a drought it dried up. You know, a lot of times just knowing the land and having experience can actually beat the, you know, the paperwork engineers hands down.
Yeah. Give us all a break. Okay, let's talk about, you said that your annual sales about $2.5 million. How much of that can you bring to the bottom line?
Well, you know, liars figure and figure.
Right. It's tax time.
So,
yeah.
So you know, I guess we are very profitable. We get good salaries. You know, all of our folks, when I say we're providing 20, you know, salaries, those are good salaries. They're white collar salaries. They're not, you know, they're not minimum wage. They're not, you know, they're not junk. Now, we do run an apprenticeship program and an internship program. The apprenticeship is 12 months. The internship is 4 months. We do that. But anyone who thinks that that is cheap help has not replaced the, you know, the pole on the barn that somebody, you know, ran into with a tractor trying to learn how to back up a feed auger, or all the different things that happen with, you know, within. Look, education is expensive. That's why you pay for it. And we don't ask our interns to pay us. We actually give them a stipend, give them room and board, and teach them, and that we say they can come here for a season and leave years ahead. So that's not cheap labor. We invest a lot. We have an on-farm cook that gets a good wage. We grow, you know, food. They get all the food they want. They make their mistakes on our dime. They lose our tools.
Yeah, right.
We love them to death, but I don't want anybody to think that, man, you know, I could make money too far if I had a bunch of interns running around. Listen, if you're not already making a good profit on your farm, an intern or apprentice is not going to make you profitable. They're simply going to exacerbate whatever problems you already have. So you'd better be running a nice, clean, tight ship before you even think about starting any kind of educational informational program. So yes, our bottom line looks good. We've made enough that the last year we purchased the neighbor's farm. First time we've ever purchased land in 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so yes, the farm is doing very well, and you know, I tell you what, I would rather pay my team members, let them get paid better, and most of them are not employees. They're actually subcontractors. They run their own, what we call their own fiefdoms.
Yep.
Everybody wants a fiefdom. You want to be lord of your fiefdom?
Yeah.
So these farms that we rent, we've got former interns and apprentices who then take on those farms and make their own business there, you know, growing into our under our marketing umbrella,
mm-hmm.
But they've been vetted through our program, and so there's a very high level of trust. So we don't have a whole bunch of legal documents and stuff. We just have a very simple, non-notarized memorandum of understanding that lays out their responsibilities, our responsibilities, compensation package. And they designed their own business and their own compensation package, their own fiefdom, their own sphere of responsibilities. And that is how we get a lot of this done without us having to pay salaries or employees. And instead of us finding people to fill niches, we simply provide a germination tray for entrepreneurs to sprout and germinate. As long as what they want to do fits with what we're doing, hey, go do it. So we've got people that are, you know, that want to do a maple sugar component. Somebody else wants to do honeybees. We got a guy that's trying to do 30 beehives. He works in town, but he's working, doing honey for us and has the bees on our farm, which, you know, adds additional income and pollination. So you have all that advantage. We've got another guy that wanted to do the shop, and so he's our shop foreman. He builds us. He's not an employee. He builds us, you know, as a professional repair guy. Another guy said, yeah, I want to do farmer's market. So he buys whole animals, pigs and beef, gets them processed to his specs, takes them to his own, to a farmer's market of his choosing, increases the price. We sell them wholesale. He increases the price to his level. But the point is that there's a whole cadre of people here that are working on our team, but they've carved out customized specific niches for their own gifts and talents with a compensation plan that allows them to earn a nice income doing what they like to do, not what we tell them needs to be done. That's really exciting.
That's America. Hello, ding, 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 ding. Joel Salatin, who is the America that we grew up on anyway. And I don't want to sound like some old codger, but I'll tell you something. It's hard to find these opportunities or these situations around unless we look for them. It ought to be plentiful. It ought to be on every corner. Joel Salatin, who runs the Polyface Farm, is with us on this week's American Family Farmer.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
Many cities have highway lanes dedicated to carpools, a simple way to reduce auto emissions and save gas. In Virginia, two sharp entrepreneurs, using their own cars, figured out that people would pay them to show up every morning to pick up riders. Lobbyists for the big taxi companies saw it as competition and got the state to ban the practice. These overzealous regulators should have looked through the lens of liberty. They might have seen that protecting some businesses against the competition from others is not the state's job. For the moment, you're allowed to give me a lift in Virginia if you do it for free, but not if I pay you for your gas. Is it really government's job to forbid us from carpooling if we share gas money?
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
What's the matter, honey? Can't sleep?
Ugh, it's this heartburn. At night, it's the worst.
Heartburn? Again?
Yeah, I'm done with it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Unlike Tums, new Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for combined powerful relief of your worst symptoms of heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Feeling better?
Much better.
That was fast.
Mm-hmm.
Kick acid and gas with new Rolaids Advanced.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter Fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Kid, let me paint you a picture. Tuesday night, your cog belt goes bust. Who will help you get what you need fast? Without the hoops, hurdles, or headaches? Grainger, that's who. I love Grainger. They got a wide variety of products and solutions. Grainger makes it easy to get everything we need and answers for when we're not sure what the answer is. Now, kid, let me paint you another picture. It looks like a mop, a basement bathroom, and you all over it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Joel Salatin is here with us from the Polyface Farm. What an inspiration. I wish I had. The problem with me in my life is that I have too many things that I do. And in order, I just decided in the last year or so I wanted to do most of the things that I do right or better. So as a full-time broadcaster, and then I was running a full-time farm operation, and then I was doing this stuff, and it just became more than I could handle because I was having a hard time getting people to work in my neck of the woods, and that apparently is not your problem, but you've done a great job of explaining how you do it. It's all about incentive. Incentivizing people is, again, what makes America work. Joel Salatin runs the Polyface Farm in Shenandoah. I was looking this week, and you probably have seen these things too, as we pull our hair out having to deal with the government, the Chesapeake River and the mandate from the EPA, the Chesapeake Bay area, actually. You're farther south and inland a bit from that, I think, are you not?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. We're in the Chesapeake Bay watershed, absolutely.
Right. So you have to put up with the nonsense. These people are getting worried. I mean, all around the country you see the same thing, what's running off. The thing that really is startling about this, especially when you consider your success, your customer base, these are people who know what they want and they know where to find it. They've supported you because this is what, when you start telling people where they can get the food, where they can't get their food, and then you're running into trouble. And that's what happens with the big ag concerns, unfortunately. And they get in cahoots with big government. And we have now, whether you realize it or not, the Joel Salatins of the world. If there's one in each state, we'd be lucky. One of the reasons there's so much attention to Polyface Farm is because it's so unique. But if we don't get out of the way of our farming businesses, of our agricultural tradition, and tell the government to get out of our business, in 50 years, 40 years, maybe even 30 years, there isn't going to be a farming industry. Never mind, we won't be able to feed, we have excess that we feed a good percentage of the other people in the world beside those who live in America. We won't be able to feed ourselves because the government will have choked out anybody who is able to do the sort of thing that you're doing, Joel.
Well, yes, and you've really put your finger right on a nub of our culture right now, and it's what I call our official orthodoxy. We have, you know, every context, every civilization has a certain orthodoxy. I mean, you know, 600 years ago, the orthodoxy was that the earth was flat, not round. And then, you know, in our country in the 1700s, we had the orthodoxy that, you know, that blacks should be slaves or were subhuman. Mm-hmm. And then we had the orthodoxy that women shouldn't vote. We had the orthodoxy for a while that, you know, that alcohol should be prohibited. I mean, you know, name your context, name your time, and there's always some sort of kind of official orthodoxy of a time. The Nazis had an orthodoxy. And so the orthodoxy of our day right now is that food is supposed to be very, very cheap. There's an orthodoxy that sterile is safe. And, of course, you know, life is not sterile.
No.
There's an orthodoxy that you know, the average person is a victim unless a bureaucrat can come and give them a handout.
Right.
Then they're not a victim anymore.
Yeah.
There's an orthodoxy that big, you know, whatever, industrial agriculture is the only way to feed the world.
Mm.
That we need a segregated agriculture, not an integrated agriculture. So backyard chickens are out and factory farming is in. You know, the whole idea of sterile food is safe food, makes us makes us say that Coca-Cola and Mountain Dew are perfectly safe for raw milk. Raw milk is hazardous.
I know. Oh, man, hold on to that thought. When you touch raw milk, that button, that's my hot button. Hold on a minute. We still have some time left. For those of you who are excited about hearing Joel Salatin, if you've heard him for the first time, check out his website, polyfacefarms.com. This is the American Family Farmer.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Continuing and finishing our visit with Joel Salatin, I'd like to have him on every week, frankly. He'd be a great co-host because he's the perfect farmer, the perfect place, the perfect way to exercise that which this program is all about, aimed at helping people who want to have a sustainable American agriculture, want to support it, want to eat the food from those farms, want to enjoy maybe some extra, what they call agritourism. I'm betting that there's plenty of that on Polyface Farm. The idea that we can support ourselves, that farms don't need to have everybody in the world telling them what to do or people who stick their nose in. I mean, there are some people who abuse the privilege. We know that.
Sure.
There are people who raise animals who do a horrible job and have no business doing it. So when somebody goes in with an undercover from one of the animal organizations and they get the stuff on tape where people are being abusive to animals,
yeah,
those farms get what they deserve. But the problem is they get the news media is so insidious that it gives people the idea that all farms are being run this way.
Yeah, well, another orthodoxy of our day is that businesses are evil,
yeah,
and so you have to have a government. You have to have a government that's way bigger than business in order to, you know, in order to protect people from evil business.
Yeah.
And so the orthodoxy is that there's no trust in the power of the informed voluntary marketplace to adjust buying based on knowledge and based on information. When those undercover photographs are given, you know, if instead of going to the government for relief, instead the brand names of those animals and that food chain, if the brand names were published instead and people boycotted those brand names,
mm-hmm,
that would bring way more power to bear for societal change and for accountability than starting a new government agency,
right,
which which inherently it prejudices the innovators and artificially concessionizes the current status quo. Many of us that are out here farming, we have answers to avian flu. We have answers to salmonella, mad cow.
Right.
Name your pathogen, name your problem.
Yep.
We have answers to this, but because we're not in the fraternity of the government agricultural industrial
the complex, public health schools.
Yeah. We don't get access to where the ideas are actually brought to the table.
Yeah, that's so well put. The orthodoxy that business is bad is something that is pervasive in our country, and yet everybody wants to be paid more. They all want their jobs. What kind of foolishness is this, and what kind of stuff is being taught? One of the things, the problem that we could spend another hour on, maybe I should have you back as a regular, maybe once a month or so, to go through some of the, and I'm not being facetious. I think there's a great deal of momentum here. You got to run a business, though, and I understand that, but I'll tell you something. There are so many people who are behind what you are saying, and that's sort of what you get when you see or you feel the seething that's coming from people who can't get. I had a raw milk operation. I was selling raw milk and cheeses and things. I'd sell 100 gallons of raw milk a day at $11.50 a gallon, as much as I could produce, and I was going to pasteurize milk. The winter and some other things that were going on in terms of regulation. I mean, I know how to get rid of listeria. I know how to get rid of salmonella. I know how to get rid of E. coli. I know how to do all of that stuff. And the way the government, well, we just tested your milk from 3 weeks ago, and we found a problem. Well, it had been sitting on the dashboard of a truck, and then 3 weeks later they shut me down until I can prove that my milk is clean. What are you saving that? The milk, if it was going to kill somebody, would have killed them when there was a problem 3 weeks ago.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
It's that kind of stupidity that just ranks in to talk to any of these people. That's why one day I just said, you know what, I'm ignoring you. I'm going to sell the milk. Come to arrest me if you have to. Well, that hurried him up a little bit. The prospects of us taking over the world are good. I think you and I should take over the world. We should be figuring right now how we can take. You can take over the Shenandoah Valley. I'll take over the Northeast. And we'll get ourselves into a place where people will love us because we're doing what people want. I have to cut the conversation short here because we're out of time, but I really do appreciate your time. And I'm going to invite you to come back again from time to time to tell the story because it needs to be really grooved into the minds of people, not only that are family farmers listening to this, but the hobby farmers want some hope. The locavores want some hope, and you offer it. Joel Salatin, who runs the Polyface Farm. Go to polyfacefarms.com and find out so much more. You understand why he's been the subject of college courses. He's written a great deal. He's a great teacher, and we learned a lot from you, Joel. Thank you for your time. Bless you, and we'll look forward to the next conversation. Joel Salatin with Doug Steffen on this week's American Family Farmer.
Your personal rights and freedoms are under fire. Rising prices, drought conditions, domestic threats, and excessive government regulations only increase the threat. Having a supply of food is the difference between freedom and captivity. Depression time breadlines extended for blocks, and those at the end of the line not only experienced fear and humiliation, but often did not receive any food. Having a supply of GoFoods will keep you out of the breadlines and allow you freedom from government dependency for one of your greatest needs. Whether today or in 25 years, GoFoods will be there for you when you need it most. Buy it today, save it for later, feed your freedom. Special values now available. Call us at 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.